Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I do not have my predictions for this year's Super Bowl yet because I need the NFL injury report, but I did predict that it was going to be the Eagles and it was going to be the Chiefs based on what I bet at the sports book. So, but I did not use that same method that I used for my Super Bowl. So please, for the love of God, don't use uniform colors, okay? Or just wait till I report it, please. All right. I do not want you guys going to the sports book and losing any money. I do want to, though, open with this one study that has caused some controversy. And it is a study that was published in the BMC Infectious Diseases Journal. And it was a study coming from Michigan State University, published by a professor, and I believe a professor in economics, who had suggested that there was over about 278,000 deaths after vaccination with COVID-19. And almost implied that that could have been related to the vaccine. I don't think that's what he meant to say, but it has caused a slew of controversy and people are freaking out going, did that many people die after the vaccine? The CDC has a much different number, but I'll tell you what's going on here. So Professor Mark Skidmore from the Department of Agricultural, Food and Resource Economics, Department of Economics at Michigan State, conducted a survey of 2,800 participants. He looked at what he wanted to study was how come 31% of the U.S. population didn't want to get the COVID-19 vaccine. What was it? And it's an interesting question to ask. So, according to the data, they looked at 2,800 participants who completed the survey between December 18th and December 23rd of 2021, which would have been about a year after the vaccines were originally rolled out. 51% were female. The mean age was about 47 years old. Those who knew someone who experienced a health problem from COVID-19 were more likely to be vaccinated, while those who knew someone who experienced a health problem following vaccination were less likely to be vaccinated. 34% of those 2,800 reported that they knew at least one person who had experienced a significant health problem due to COVID. 22% of respondents said they knew somebody who had a severe health problem following the vaccine. So they said with these survey data, the total number of fatalities due to COVID-19 inoculation may be as high as 278,000 when fatalities that may have occurred regardless of inoculation are removed. Now, that statement kind of freaked a lot of people out. Now, because some people thought, okay, well, did he mean that 278,000 people died after they got a COVID-19 vaccine and it could have been from a heart attack or from pneumonia or hit by a bus? And that statement was and he worded it carefully. He said, the total number may be as high, so we use that word may, and he derived the numbers using the CDC VAERS data, citing heart attacks, strokes, and blood clots being the most common causes of vaccine-related death. But he did say in the paper, if you read it, that the deaths cannot be conclusively linked to vaccination. Now, as a result, Springer Nature, which owns BMC Infectious Diseases, is going to investigate and may take quote-unquote editorial action. They said to Daily Mail, once the journal's investigation has concluded and we have the necessary information to make an informed decision, we will follow up with the response that is most appropriate and that provides clarity for our readers. Now, according to the CDC, they have 18,769 preliminary reports of death received by their VAERS, which is the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. So some of you are asking, what is it? Is it 18,000 deaths or 278,000 deaths? It's a good question. I have not seen the numbers that the article had suggested. The problem we have with any sort of issue when it comes to vaccines is if somebody has an issue the next day, 2 weeks after, 4 weeks after, 3 months after, it's pretty difficult to, on autopsy, although you could look at what happened to the heart and look at a condition that could have happened, such as with spike proteins affecting the cardiomyocytes or something. I mean, there's some things they could do, but it's very difficult to say whether something was vaccine-related unless they really do a thorough, you know, thorough autopsy, and they have a biomarker or they have a piece of evidence they could say came from the vaccine that caused a person's death. If the average person who gets hit by a car or has a stroke or has a heart attack, you know, just doesn't necessarily have an autopsy or doesn't necessarily go through that process, nobody can say for certain that it was the vaccine or not. Now, for those people who have to make a decision about the vaccine, because public health officials are still recommending to get the vaccine, they want to know more data. And this, what makes this story very interesting is a story got published where he worded it carefully, and even within his study, he said, look, I'm not saying the COVID vaccine is causing the deaths, but it may be as high. This has to be looked at. And I agree, it should be looked at. But now you have the journal investigating. And we need to be very careful how we move forward with science. We want science to be about the question. And we don't want to silence anybody in science. If somebody is suggesting something and that's a theory and that is their conclusion based on their study, it is the duty of the journal to review the way the study was done to see if it was valid. The journal is not supposed to silence something. But if a journal feels that the science does not prove the conclusion or the study was a poorly done study, that article doesn't get published. And these journals, trust me, I've published in a couple of journals. It took months for them to review, make sure everything that was done was on the up and up, because they put their name behind it. So I know this is a pretty kind of, you know, scary headline, but I can't conclude that that's what the numbers are. But I do welcome the fact that we research it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly, a show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is something that has been concerning some people. I see all my friends get Teslas. All my friends, you know, looking at electric cars. I am probably one of the last of a few of my friends to not have one. And I told you guys, the reason why I don't have an electric car is because I buy used cars. I don't buy new cars anymore because I'm sick of the appreciation and the price. It's cheaper to get a used car. My Corvette was used. I'm not rich. Just, I got a great deal on a Corvette and it was used. So I'm looking for used cars, and you don't buy an electric car used. Can't trust the battery yet. So I have to find a time when I am able to afford a brand new, beautiful, spanking vehicle. And if that time comes, then, yes, I would probably buy electric so I could hedge. I'll have my fuel cars and I'll have my an electric car. And this way I could go back and forth and save money here and help the climate and help the world and feel like I'm doing my part. But on the other end, having a car that I feel like I could rely on in the middle of a storm and in the middle of a long trip that I have to take. So I just want to hedge my bets and I want to have all bases covered. And that's just how I like to do things. However, I don't know how much electric cars are going to help the environment with the fire hazards that some of them hold. Now, mind you, any car can be a fire hazard. But I had told you that this is something I have been trying to study, which is a little difficult because you don't get all the data, where electric or hybrid vehicles have been known and studied to not have be more of a fire hazard than a fuel car, even if you take into account there's not as many of them on the road. But they are notorious for taking a long, long time to extinguish. So over the weekend, California had to use 6,000 gallons of water. And I think it was over an hour. How long did this sucker burn? There was a Tesla Model S who we have been told reportedly that the battery spontaneously combusted while the driver was driving down Highway 50 in Rancho Cordova. The driver got out. The driver was safe, not injured. But this started at about 3 p.m. on Saturday. Smoke came out from the front of the car. So he got the hell out of the car, which is good. Beautiful car, luxury car. And then officials responded to the scene, two fire engines, and, of course, a water tender. Metro Fire of Sacramento said nothing was previously wrong with the car. We don't know what caused the blade, but the government is looking at, you know, is it a, you know, was it that the battery just self-ignited, which shouldn't happen. But we have heard of things like that with our phone chargers and our phones and vape pens. We have heard of certain battery-operated things become spontaneously combustible. And that makes me a little nervous, especially since many of us park our cars in a garage or near our house or near an apartment. Now, Tesla has been one of the front runners and one of the first of the large car dealerships that have embraced this technology. And mind you, this is still rare, but remember, was it the Chevy Volt? Was there, I forget which brand, also had an issue where there was a spontaneous, I'm looking it up right now as we go, where there was a spontaneous, 2017 Chevy Volt exploded while sitting unplugged in a parking lot. I'm looking at the pictures, it just exploded. Thank God nobody was in there. So back in 2020, the National Fire Protection Association looked at highway crash data from 2018 and the incidence of vehicle fires and noted that there was not enough information at the time to calculate the frequency in which they occurred in electric vehicles. But they said most fires involving an electric vehicle occurred in the battery power system and lithium-ion batteries, which could release more heat or reignite as the fire grows. So if you do have an electrical vehicle, you do have to be careful. According to the National Fire Protection Association, when the vehicle is stationary, vehicle fires can occur in extreme temperatures. If high humidity, an internal cell failure, or abuse of a lithium-ion battery at some prior time. So that's why you can't get used. This is why I will not buy a used electric vehicle, because I don't know if anything happened to that battery. I can't necessarily say it's out of the factory and off the shelf sort of thing, and so I need to trust it. They said when the electric vehicle is charging, there could be overcharging or problems with the charging stations or cables. After a traffic crash or abuse, does sufficient damage to cause ignition? And I had written a piece looking at crashes where some of these crashes hit a pole and the car completely ignited. Now, the gas tank is in the back, and I get there is fuel that has to go, you know, there could be fuel lines and fuel pumps that make it to the front of the car, but we aren't really getting this sort of data where every time there's a crash, is it being listed if it's electric or not? Now, I believe the NFPA is asking, When the lithium ion battery reignites after an initial fire has been handled. So if you manage a car fire and it involves an electric car, you need to still be on standby because it could reignite. Ann Hetch, I'm not sure if her Mini Cooper and the car she was in was electric, but that car took over an hour. That car fire took over an hour, and sadly she died from her injuries. So here we are with California reporting that they needed 6,000 gallons of water to extinguish this one car that spontaneously went on fire. And thank God it was on a freeway and nobody got hurt and not in the middle of a camping area or a campground. Now, they say fires generated from electric vehicles can be especially hazardous. They generate over 100 organic chemicals, including some potentially fatal toxic gases like carbon monoxide and hydrogen cyanide. Well, that's not very good for the environment. And then they say Tesla batteries may be at higher risk of combusting due to the lithium ion technology they use. It's relatively new to the auto industry. Lithium ion batteries, they take charge faster, but they can rise to extraordinary temperatures if damaged. So this is something that I have suggested from the way beginning. Nobody needs to, pendulum doesn't need to be swinging. Nobody needs to be going to extremes. But where we need to move is we need to not make these rash mandates or decisions of we want no non-electric vehicles made by the year whatever, and by 2030 we want half of all new cars to be electric. We need to really tread slowly, because if we really are about the environment and dealing with the drought and dealing with water shortage and dealing with pollution, all right, moving towards electric can help, but it could also have consequences. And this is something that we're starting to see. I don't want to see articles that are anti-electric vehicle. But you will as we start getting closer to this 2030 arbitrary timeline that President Biden had come up with. And I don't want to see people anti-electric stoves. Electric stoves have their use. There's good with electric stoves, there's good with gas stoves. There's bad with electric stoves, there's bad with gas stoves. So there's good and bad to everything. But what's going to happen is we have an electric vehicle concept that's been around since the late 1800s in the Industrial Revolution. Electric cars were competing with fuel cars. And electric cars lost favor because of their range and because of the reliance on electricity, and people seem to like the speed and the lighter weight cars that came with the fuel sort of mechanism, which is what we use now. But electric cars are something that I think has a place, but a place. I don't believe we could all be electric. And I think we need to be very careful as we move forward. I have seen time and time again that these fires are very hard to extinguish. And I have just driven in my area, seen cars on the road in flames. No other car, no other damage to the barrier. You just see a car on fire. Why is that car on fire? So these are questions that need to be answered. And if there is a higher risk, nobody needs to panic. But we might need to rethink trying to get the whole world on electric cars. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. More than 40 million people are under winter weather alerts from Texas to West Virginia today. A storm system is threatening heavy precipitation, ice, and bitter cold temperatures. Roads are expected to be difficult to navigate as well, and quick frostbite is possible in some places. The police beating death of Tyree Nichols is highlighting the battle for police reform in Memphis and across the country. Shelby County District Attorney Steve Mulroy says there is evidence of a toxic work environment within the Memphis Police Department. Prince Andrew accuser Virginia Giuffre will likely speak out on her sexual abuse allegations. Attorney Lisa Bloom, who represents Jeffrey Epstein's accusers, told a British outlet she doesn't expect Giuffre will stay silent once her gag order expires in mid-February. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you had asked if Lisa Marie Presley was on Wegovy or Ozempic for weight loss. I don't have that information. I don't believe so. I just can't say. I understand Lisa Marie's death has kind of shocked everybody, even though, you know, this we've been seeing many younger individuals and middle-aged people die recently. Just Lisa Marie Presley was just at the Golden Globes. She looked a little tired, and she looked a little unsteady, but, you know, she still looked beautiful, and she was there to, you know, show support of the movie Elvis that was under nomination. But we're being told that she was trying to lose weight for the award season. And some people have suggested that she had, I think TMZ had suggested that she underwent plastic surgery 2 months before the Golden Globes. lost 50 pounds as part of a strict regimen. Some people suggested she was back on opiates. And so she apparently suffered from cardiac arrest. She was 54 years old at the time. And she had, I guess, complained of abdominal pain and then sadly underwent cardiac arrest and then died in the hospital. And so she was actually standing next to her friend Jerry Schilling, which I believe is 80 years old, and he doesn't even look 80. He looks, you know, they almost look the same age. She was 54, and he's so, some. I got to admit, you know, we're making some headway and older individuals looking a lot younger. But she was there to support Austin Butler, who did an amazing job, and I think is up for an Oscar as well. He was a Golden Globe winner for his portrayal of Elvis. But she had a long, you know, history of struggling with opioids and cocaine rehab. And opioid use could trigger cardiac arrest. But what I want to talk about is the rapid weight loss. This rapid weight loss is tricky. And I see a lot of people make the same mistakes that stars had made for years. People have suggested maybe Marilyn Monroe had died because of trying to attempt rapid weight loss. Rapid weight loss is something that is, if I could lose weight rapidly, I would love to. But it doesn't stick. And we have these Wegovy, semaglutides, GLP-1 agonists, which are supposed to help minimize your appetite, help absorb your sugar better, and make you feel full longer. And these are medications that have been the biggest wave. And I do not know if Lisa Marie Presley was on it or not. I don't know if it would allow that fast or rapid weight loss. Usually the rapid weight loss are the strict fastings and the speed, the phentermines. But I haven't seen a lot of trials and tribulations with these medications in terms of rapid weight loss. But rapid weight loss, even though you need to get the weight off, can stress the body. And I've always said this from the beginning, and mind you, I am no weight expert because trust me, I got, you know, a tushy on me. But our weight loss has to be methodical and it has to stick. This going up and down with the weight is not healthy. In fact, rapid weight loss could lead to gallstones. And anytime somebody has had a gallbladder surgery, I've asked, have you tried any rapid weight loss recently? And many times they say, yep, I did. Sorry. Yep, I did. Don't apologize. I'm glad you tried to lose weight. But what method did you use? Some used Metafast. Some used a bariatric surgery. And mind you, getting the weight off is important. But the gallstones or heart issues or mood issues could be a sign of the stress that comes with it. Now, some of you are thinking, well, Dahlia, if I could have lost the weight methodically, I would have lost it already. So I need something to kickstart. The kickstarts are a fantastic tool from a psychological perspective, but they don't necessarily work long term. I know Weight Watchers. I am a huge fan of Weight Watchers. I think Weight Watchers is a fantastic program, but they have the Quick Start. I think they even called it the Quick Start for years. Quick Start, you lose 5 pounds your first week. Now, people love that. They want that because they need to keep going. But what people don't understand is when it comes to weight, you will always plateau. And you have to plateau. The plateau is crucial for your body to reset everything. I've spoken about this many times. So let's say you get the stomach flu and you've been throwing up and you have diarrhea for a week. You could be down 8 to 10 pounds and you get on the scale and you're like, damn, this looks good. And you look in the mirror and you tell yourself as you're feeling better, great. All I have to do now is keep my weight at this level. And before you finish your sentence, you've already gained the weight back. And you're like, what the hell happened? Well, it's because your body has a set point. And it is much easier for your body to bring in the water, you know, maintain the adipocytes, the fat cells, do what it needs to do to get you back to that set point than to realign and recalibrate everything in your body for that new weight. It will happen if you maintain that lower weight longer term. So the most methodical weight loss and the long-term effective weight loss is those who lose 5 to 10 pounds, sit at that for a little bit, the body gets used to it, you continue working out, you continue watching your calories, then you might lose a little bit more. Then your body resets to that, and so on. Now, what happens, though, is you hit a plateau and you stop. And you go, wait a second, I'm not losing weight anymore. Well, that sucks. Or you go, wait a second, nothing's happening. I just had a brownie, nothing happened. Okay, so I guess I can have brownies again. And then, boom, your weight goes back up. So whatever you do, you need to be able to do long term. If you don't want to be overweight when you're 70 or 80, then however you're losing the weight now has to stick. And if you are starving yourself, what was it Demi Moore had? It had been reported that Demi Moore's diet was 3 Red Bulls a day, I think, with a teaspoon of tuna and a cucumber or a piece of celery. That can't be a healthy diet. You can't live on that. Yes, you might lose weight, but you can't sustain that long term. And so the weight comes back on. And so I don't know if it was the weight loss. I don't know if she just was at risk for heart disease because of the family, you know, or was it because of previous issues. But what I do worry about that very vulnerable time during weight loss when people could sadly kind of tip over. And so my recommendation to you is don't do anything super drastic. So let's say you're into intermittent fasting, which has had some mixed results in science. And you say, look, I am going to only eat between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. and not eat anything from 6 p.m. to 10, which is one of the milder forms of intermittent fasting. When you do eat between 10 and 6, just don't stuff yourself. Don't be, you know, make sure it's still methodical. You can eat a little bit at 10, a little bit at 12, a little bit at 2, a little bit at 4, a little bit at 6. Keep yourself full. Make sure they're healthy foods. But many people with intermittent fasting, those that I don't think are very successful at it, tell me that they eat whatever they want during those hours, and then they fast. Or they'll only eat from 12 to 6, eat that whole time, and then be fasting from 6 p.m. till noon the next day. I think that is a recipe for getting diabetes, because you're eating a bunch of stuff in a short amount of time, and your pancreas isn't used to that. Your pancreas needs to release its insulin in a more methodical level. So the moral to this is talk to your medical provider about how to lose weight and make sure that you be very careful when you try to do anything rapid. Because if you do have any vulnerable organs, those organs will make themselves grumpy during that time. Also, it's a reminder to get your heart checked. A lot of us, our hearts are, a lot of us don't realize our age and we're like, wait a second. You know, looks like I am a little older and maybe I am at the age for heart disease. Get yourself checked out. Don't go away.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So before the pandemic, I think it was in 2008 or 2009, the World Health Organization, and maybe it's because they knew about COVID, I don't know, but they said there was going to be a syndrome or a disease X. And we don't know what it is, but it's going to hit us. It's going to hit us hard, and we're going to be unprepared. Well, then came COVID, and when COVID was going through and the world was battling COVID, the World Health Organization said that wasn't the one we were talking about. There's going to be something else. I don't think it's COVID, but there's something else we're not prepared for. And I believe them. Then the Red Cross had this week said that the world is, quote unquote, dangerously unprepared for the next pandemic and needs to be ready to face, quote, multiple hazards happening simultaneously. and that COVID was a wake-up call. Now, if COVID was a dry run, I think we as a country, we as a world, failed miserably. We made mistake after mistake, and I am going to be probably one of the very few to say we are even less prepared now than we were pre-COVID. Some individuals will say, okay, well, COVID was a dry run. It was a wake-up call. We're going to get ready. And mind you, I really commend the Red Cross for all they do. I support the Red Cross. God bless them with all their efforts with blood donation and acquiring blood product and being there during natural disasters. But my personal opinion is I agree that we are dangerously unprepared, but I believe we are even less prepared than we were. And other countries saw what we did in America. Other countries saw what other countries did. And I think we had such lack of consistency, such a lack of unity, and we really screwed up. We screwed up. And there are bigger fish to fry, and I've said this from the very beginning. What we did with our mandates, what we did with our lockdowns, was so harmful that if the next wave of something comes, the average person is going to be making some hand gestures when we say, hey guys, time to lock down. We have lost the public trust. Why? Because public officials used incorrect science. They blamed scientists and doctors who were trying to explain things as being misinformed. They tried to silence them. And now we have this huge mess where nobody knows what to believe. We could have done this much better, and we could have been more methodical. So what is the Red Cross concerned about? Well, they said despite the three brutal years of COVID-19 pandemic, strong preparedness systems are severely lacking. We don't have trust, equity, and local action networks that we need to have to get ready for the next crisis. Trust has to be built, equity, and local action networks. So some of the threats that have been proposed by some health agencies, this coming out of the UK, is they're worried about the Crimean Congo hemorrhagic fever, plague, Marburg virus, Junin virus, Andes virus, avian flu, MERS, which is the Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome coronavirus, the Nipah virus, Lassa fever, Machuco virus, severe fever with thrombocytopenia syndrome, Mpox, which was monkeypox, Ebola, SARS, severe acute respiratory syndrome, Luho virus, and there's more. I'm concerned in America with multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis that we could be getting from across from our porous border, and we're not screening everybody for tuberculosis when they come in. So these are things that we need to rethink. And the reason why we are failing, one is we let politics get involved. This turned into a Democrat-Republican thing. Should have never been a Democrat-Republican thing. But I found it fascinating that the Republicans had one approach and the Democrats had another approach. And there really is a middle. So what would I have done with COVID? Well, one thing that I noticed, me as a business owner, me as a doctor, me as a parent, is once there was a sort of virus or sort of a epidemic, because it was in epidemic proportions at the time, all right? For those of you that didn't want to go to school, for those of you that didn't want to go to work, understand. In fact, we were going to close our office down for a couple weeks until we could figure out what was going on. Instead, officials decided to make it a law. And then they started to throw people in jail, or they threatened it, or they threatened for people to lose their business. And then when it looked like, okay, guys, you know, let's hand out some masks, let's make sure we make people aware, make sure there's ventilation, and give people the option. No, they still decided to have these random rules. One thing I could say that came out of the pandemic, which might have been a positive, was the ability to have this, okay, we'll go remote and we'll teach remotely. And so we'll have a method where if you did have to work or you did have to teach, you could do that. But we never officially knocked out anything or any virus, because when we did decide to do lockdowns, half of the population still had to work. In order for some of you to be able to enjoy a lockdown and be at home, somebody had to work the Wi-Fi. Somebody had to be at the power company. Somebody had to be at Netflix. Somebody had to be at the hospital. Somebody had to be at the stores. So me, being a physician and doing what I do, media, physician, you were quote-unquote essential. I'm driving on the road going to work, and you see still cars everywhere. It wasn't a real lockdown. And you know, so we have these arbitrary rules, and we were incarcerating some people and not others. We should have never even gotten to that point. Then when it came to the mandate, when people tried to say, look, guys, I still think those who are vaccinated can still carry the virus, they got quieted, they got called misinformation, they got canceled, and we were right. You could still get the virus. Right? So we told people that as long as you wear a mask, as long as you're vaccinated, you won't get sick. Well, people still got sick. So they're not going to trust public officials. What should have been done from the very beginning is, hey, guys, and it's what Fauci said originally. Fauci said, look, this mask that you're wearing is not going to protect you 100%. It's a barrier, but it won't protect you 100%. So be smart. What he said that first time was right. But then after that, it's just, well, you got to wear a mask, you got to wear a mask, you got to wear a mask. And people were wearing dirty masks. They're wearing filthy masks. They were wearing masks that weren't working. The government should have N95 respirators ready to go. Trump had started that. I don't know whatever happened. But Trump had said, look, guys, we got to get N95 respirators made. We should have plenty. I don't know whatever happened to that, if that got stopped or not. Okay? We should have vaccine development and vaccines available for those who want it. Vaccine should never be mandated because once a person dies or has a side effect, people are not going to trust public officials. And now we have parents that don't even trust the long-time vaccines for kids. And they're like, I'm not going to put anything into my kid's body. Because they couldn't trust the COVID vaccine, now they're not trusting the MMR. They're not trusting. Big mistake. So we lost the trust. We should also have a better infrastructure of hospitals. We still do not have enough hospitals. I said that from the very beginning. I think we have about 4 million people in Nevada, and we only have about 6,300 hospital beds. When there's a pandemic, that's not enough. I'm not saying you have to have hospitals that sit there with no, no use, but you should have facilities available that could immediately be turned into a hospital. If you don't have, and we don't have enough hospitals, we can really use the beds in my neck of the woods. But we don't have enough hospitals. And the hospitals we do have, especially along the border, are overwhelmed. So people still say they don't have access because we're bringing in more people. And, we just don't have control. And so I agree with the Red Cross. We need to engage trust. We need to have better equity. Many of the individuals who died didn't have access to, they lived in areas that didn't have enough hospitals or didn't have enough access to medical centers. Why aren't we building more hospitals? Why don't we have more medical facilities? We spent a bunch of money on Obamacare, but we don't have a bunch of free clinics. 1-877-DOLLY. Don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.